Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from God the Father, through the Lord Jesus Christ, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 415, the stanzas 3 and 8. Call to mind, O Lord Jehovah, tender mercies manifold, for thy store of loving kindness, which has ever been of old. Sins of youth remember not, nor recall my head transgression and what follows. Psalter 415, the stanzas 3 and 8. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Genesis 42, the verses 1 through 20. And after from the Cains of Dort, the third and fourth head, the articles 5 and 6. Genesis 42, the first 20 verses. And now when Jacob saw that there was corn in Egypt, Jacob said unto his sons, why do ye look one upon another? And he said, behold, I have heard that there is corn in Egypt. Get you down thither and buy for us from thence, that we may live and not die. And Joseph's 10 brethren went down to buy corn in Egypt. But Benjamin, Joseph's brother, Jacob sent not with his brethren, for he said, lest peradventure mischief befall him. And the sons of Israel came to buy corn among those that came, for the famine was in the land of Canaan. And Joseph was the governor over the land, and he it was that sold to all the people of the land. And Joseph's brethren came and bowed down themselves before him with their faces to the earth. And Joseph saw his brethren, and he knew them, but made himself strange unto them, and spake roughly unto them, and he said unto them, whence come ye? And they said, from the land of Canaan to buy food. And Joseph knew his brethren, but they knew not him. And Joseph remembered the dreams which he dreamed of them, and said unto them, ye are spies, to see the nakedness of the land ye are come. And they said unto him, nay, my lord, but to buy food are thy servants come. We are all one man's sons, we are true men, thy servants are no spies. And he said unto them, nay, but to see the nakedness of the land ye are come. And they said, thy servants are 12 brethren, the sons of one man in the land of Canaan. And behold, the youngest is this day with our father, and one is not. And Joseph said unto them, that is it that I spake unto you, saying, ye are spies. Hereby ye shall be proved. By the life of Pharaoh, ye shall not go forth hence, except your youngest brother come hither, send one of you, and let him fetch your brother, and ye shall be kept in prison, that your words may be proved, whether there be any truth in you. Or else by the life of Pharaoh, surely ye are spies. And he put them all together into ward 3 days. And Joseph said unto them the third day, this do and live, for I fear God. If ye be true men, let one of your brethren be bound in the house of your prison. Go ye carry corn for the famine of your houses, but bring your youngest brother unto me. So shall your words be verified, and ye shall not die. And they did so. Thus far the scripture reading. From the canons of Dort, the third and fourth heads of doctrine of the corruption of man, his conversion to God and the manner thereof, the articles 5 and 6, article 5. In the same light are we to consider the law of the Decalogue, delivered by God to his peculiar people, the Jews, by the hands of Moses. For though it discovers the greatness of sin, and more convinces man thereof, yet as it neither points out a remedy, nor imparts strength to extricate him from misery, and thus being weak through the flesh, leaves the transgressor under the curse, man cannot by this law obtain saving grace. Article 6. What therefore neither the light of nature nor the law could do, that God performs by the operation of the Holy Spirit, through the word or ministry of reconciliation, which is the glad tidings concerning the Messiah, by means whereof it hath pleased God to save such as believe, as well under the Old as under the New Testament. We hope to remember in prayer Mr. Wayne Van Harten, who was privileged to come home from the hospital on Monday, Mrs. Betty DeCock, who underwent surgery on Tuesday, also privileged to come home, Mr. and Mrs. John Peter and Leanne Klopp, and Mr. and Mrs. Luke and Rianne Both, who were both blessed with the birth of a son. Let us try to ask the Lord for his blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then it is thy good and thy gracious hand that has gathered us together in this evening hour, and so far that it was possible, and in so far that there was desire, under the proclamation of thy word and thy eternal testimony. By renewal we have been the recipients of so many gifts from above, Lord. And then the earth for us and our children, in the midst of all the trials of life, is filled with thy goodness and with thy mercy, and yet so empty of thy praise. May we be given to turn unto ourself, Lord. Of self we are but prayerless and thankless creatures. We take so much for granted. We are privileged above most of the people upon the earth. When we think of the hungry, of those that live in countries where there is war, where there have been earthquakes, droughts, famine, sickness, what multitudes on hospital beds, on sick beds, and on death beds. And we may still go in and out, and still have the opportunity to come up to thy house. Lord, it is still the precious day of grace. as thou wast not finally said unto us and our children, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels, but, O Lord, and then thou wert still calling to come, and then the invitations, they are still extended, thou still hast outstretched arms. Oh, as a just and a holy God, then thou with ears that are ready to hear, a heart full of the tender mercies and of thy compassion, a mighty hand that can deliver, and thou wast given thy dear Son, that sinners may be acquitted, but, Lord, through our deep fall in Adam, we have lost thy image, turned our back unto thee, broken the covenant, we are transgressors from the womb, woe unto us, that we have sinned. It is so necessary, the work of thy Holy Spirit, ears to hear, and hearts to perceive, that we may be given to turn unto thee. Ah, Lord, we ask thee, we beg of thee in this evening, that thou may do it in this evening hour, that sinners may be converted by thee unto thee, that it may become reality, that thou may become real, but also their sins. And then the prayer of the publican, God, be merciful to me, a sinner, Lord. Thou knowest in the busyness of life how that we have come up to thy house in this evening hour. When there have come beggars with empty sacks, may it please thee to put something in those sacks, that they may be glad and that they may be encouraged, that they may be comforted. When that may take place, then they may return to their homes rejoicing. The necessity for thy children to be instructed by renewal in a special way, we have commemorated the suffering and the death of thy dear Son. He was buried. He is resurrected. He ascended and sitteth at thy right hand. May that kingly power, may it be experienced amongst us and our children, for the ingathering of thy church, but also that thy church, that is the desire, and, Lord, it is true, thou hast a people upon the earth, that they also have to beg for that desire, but, Lord, shalt thou then grant those desires, and shalt thou not fulfill them? Oh, in thy word there is spoken of that blessed people. Be then a surprising God, Lord. Do bless the means of grace in the church, in the family circles, and in our Christian school. We commend thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth unto thee. The established churches, do uphold the persecuted church, those are in prison, those that are tortured for the testimony of Jesus Christ. Wilt thou bless and prosper mission work? Wilt thou be mindful of the Jewish people? Remember Bible translators and those that bring thy word to the ends of the earth, under many times difficult, impossible circumstances, that thou may make ways where there are no ways. Remember our poor nation, remember our province, Also, when elections have been planned and the day is approaching, ah, Lord, leave and forsake us not, show yet a little mercy. And then thou wast glad in two family circles, two fathers and mothers, for the first time in their married life, with the blessing of a little child. Ah, Lord, thou wast spared life, thou wast given life, a grand, a broken, and a humble heart under thy goodness and under thy mercies, that there may be those times that the tears freely flow, and with a profound impression, their little one, a beginning, but shall never cease to exist. May they be little sons, born to be born again, children of many prayers. Wilt thou strengthen the mothers and remember the children? Wilt thou remember the grandparents, the great-grandparents, another blessing and an increased responsibility? Remember the barren ones amongst us, and we commend unto thee the mothers with the unborn. Then at the beginning of this week, then thou hast been a good doing, a wonder doing God, a young father who was come in such a serious accident, who was privileged to return to his home, frail, weak. May the therapy be blessed, grant healing, strengthening. Remember together with his dear wife, and then surely thou wert speaking in a special way, and ah, Lord, then we need ears to hear and hearts to perceive. Wilt thou grant it? A mother has went to the hospital, underwent surgery, unable to return home, still much pain. Wilt thou remember her, grant healing and strengthening. Remember with her dear husband, grant a place at thy footstool, and that the calling may be sanctified. Remember all under the physician's care. Remember the sick relatives. Remember the elderly ones. Remember the mourning ones. Remember those with crosses and with losses. May it all be used to bring at thy feet, begging thee for strength and for courage, and above all for that one thing needful, do bless the family circles, provide for our daily bread, then by renewal thou hast given some moisture from the earth, and the sun may shine. Lord, wilt thou grant thy gracious help in this evening hour? May thou be exalted to the highest, man abased to the lowest. Give a good hour in thy house for a sinful and for an unworthy people. But, ah, Lord, thou wast promised, a word two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. May that be experienced in a special way. Wilt thou pardon us of all of our sins for Christ's sake only. Amen. Psalter 110, the three stanzas. Thy tender mercies, O my Lord, withhold not, I implore. But let thy kindness and thy truth preserve me evermore. And what follows, Psalter 110, the three stanzas. in this evening hour, with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for the portion of Scripture which you can find in Genesis 42, the verses 9 through 20. And we shall read the verses 12 and 13. And he said unto them, Nay, but to see the nakedness of the land ye are come. And they said, Thy servants are 12 brethren, the sons of one man in the land of Canaan. And behold, the youngest is this day with our father, and one is not. Our text words speak of Joseph as governor of Egypt, treating his brothers as spies. With four thoughts, in the first place, accused brothers. Secondly, defending brothers. Thirdly, imprisoned brothers. And fourthly, the encouraged brothers. Joseph as governor of Egypt, treating his brothers as spies. Accused brothers, defending brothers, imprisoned brothers, and encouraged brothers. Beloved congregation, we have heard of wonderful things out of the history of Joseph. Then in the first place, it is written as history, much practical instruction, and then we have heard of a faithful God. Also for Joseph, it is true, his path was through deep waters, so mysterious, so impossible, but the Lord has not forgotten his Joseph. And so it is concerning his church. They are chosen from eternity, purchased by Christ, promised to Christ, wrought upon by the Holy Spirit. And to that end, also in the life of Joseph, in a way when it could not, when it seems so impossible, but Romans 8 verse 28, for we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, and are called according to his purpose. Congregation, do you belong to that people? Has that become your concern? Because also in the way of trials and tribulations, all what can be tested, when the Lord places the gold in the fire, but then it shall be purified, but the Lord has a people, that may say with the Peter, Lord, thou knowest all things, and thou knowest that I love thee, and therefore that people remain at his feet. Thus in the first place history, oh, we have heard it, what that was for Joseph. It is simply written a few words, but what profound words. Where we have heard the last time that the brethren have come, that they have come to buy corn. And then we read in verse 9, And Joseph remembered the dreams which he dreamed of them. Then in the second place, we have heard what a beautiful type of the Lord Jesus Christ we have heard of that name. In Genesis 1 verse 45, Zephaneth Paneah, the revealer of secrets to become the Savior of the world. And now those those storehouses, congregation, they are still so full. And the greater Joseph, he can never become less by giving out, and not more by holding in. And he is greatly honored and glorified when poor sinners are given to come with their empty sacks, sinners that are broke, no money to pay. Have a few come up in this evening with empty sacks, and that you were given to beg a little, that it may please the greater Joseph, and that you may receive a little. The Lord has a people that are so happy with a crumb, that they may return home rejoicing, because we never read in the scriptures that one has come to Egypt, to Joseph, and that they were sent away, but those sacks were filled. Oh, only a faint type of the greater Joseph. We have heard a beautiful type of Christ in his humiliation, but also in his exaltation by renewal. In a special way, we have commemorated the suffering and death. Oh, he has cried out, it is finished, but he was risen on the third day. And as the greater Zephaneth Paneah, oh, he has visited his church. He has instructed them. He has comforted them. But now in this evening, then we have to speak, because the history of Joseph, the Lord has a people upon the earth that need to come to a saving knowledge by that true saving faith of that greater Joseph, a people for whom their sins have become a heavy burden. They need the pardoning of their sins. And now in the history of those brothers, it is so beautiful, a beautiful type of the way that the Lord holds his people. And now in this evening, we have heard it. Joseph, he knew his brethren. Do we not read in John 10 verse 14 that the great shepherd knoweth his sheep? Oh, Joseph has waited for those brothers to come. But we have heard it, that the brothers, they did not recognize Joseph, dressed as the governor, Egyptian clothing, and he spoke through an interpreter. And now we read in our text words, and Joseph remembered the dreams which he dreamed of them. And we must remember that the words from verse 9 through 16, that those brothers, we read in verse 6, of those brothers and bow down themselves before him with their faces to the earth. Those boys and girls, you can picture it, the 10 brothers bowing down with the faces to the earth, listening to Joseph speak. Oh, then we would think that perhaps they have dared to glance up and look at the face of Joseph, whether Joseph had a very angry face. Has that become our concern, congregation? Whether the Lord is angry with us, and he is angry because of our sins, the wrath of God, And when the Lord works by His Spirit, that becomes such a burden. And then they are given to beg, Psalm 86, verse 17, show me a token for good. The Lord is not a land of outer darkness for His people. And now those brothers bowing on the ground, the dreams fulfilled, they have expressed the purpose why they have come. They have come to the land of Egypt. They have heard that there was corn, and they were come to buy food. And then Joseph, he has answered and said unto them, ye are spies, to see the nakedness of the land, ye are come. Joseph has spoken very harshly, different reasons. Oh, Joseph yearning to hear about his family, about his father, Benjamin, not communication like we have, whether his dear father was still alive. Oh, what vehement desires must have been in the heart of Joseph to tell his father that the dreams have been fulfilled, that the Lord has wrought so wonderfully, that we thought it all for evil, but that the Lord meant it for good. Thus, He has spoken so harshly that the truth may come out about His family, but also to examine whether there has come a change with those brothers, whether they were still so hard-hearted, or whether their hearts have been softened. How is it with our heart, congregation? Is that now taking place? Job 23, verse 16, for God maketh my heart soft, and the Almighty troubleth me. That is necessary. And of course, with a soft heart, then we are implying a new heart with new longings and with new desires. Thus Joseph was given to test and to examine those brothers, to uncover them. We read of the Holy Spirit in John 16, the verses 8 through 10. And when He is come, He shall reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. And said unto them, ye are spies, to see the nakedness of the land, ye are come. Not at all improbable, because for the land of Egypt, then many enemies to the east, then they would come through the land of Canaan. And the word is spread in Egypt. There were those storehouses. But now, what a solemn pronouncement. What a solemn accusation. Ye are spies to see the nakedness of the land. To be found out a spy, that is a great transgression against the country and against the government. And a spy, when they are caught and found out, arrested, convicted in prison, and usually put to death. What words, for those brothers of Joseph. Come with their sacks to buy corn, and then to hear that they were spies of spies as spoken of in verse 9, 12, 14, and 16. Thus that word of conviction that went deeper and deeper, and that is now a type of the work of the Lord, the convicting work of the Holy Spirit. We read in Ezekiel 8, dig deeper, son of man, and thou shalt find greater abomination. How is it with us, congregation? We know we are sinners with our mind. We have heard from our youth. And let us repeat it, our history that tells us what a terrible thing that sin is. And Numbers 32, verse 23, be sure your sin will find you out. Has that taken place? It's a blessing, needful, that that takes place here in the time by the loving and irresistible work of the Holy Spirit, that room may be made in our hearts for the greater Joseph to receive the pardoning of sins, to be given to embrace it by true saving faith. Be sure your sins will find you out. For does not take place here in the time. When shall it take place, congregation? At the end of her life. Be sure your sins will find you out, and then it is too late. Then no gospel. But in this evening hour, oh, that greater Joseph, congregation, the storehouses, they are still so full. The invitations, the calling still come. Our second thought, the brothers' defense. And they said unto him, a name, my Lord. Thus already some acknowledgement and some humility, because they have called him Lord, Master, Possessor. But a big difference between the brothers and the convicted child of God, because in our portion of Scripture, then we do not read that there was love in the hearts of those brothers for Joseph. They have come out of need, needed corn. They were filled with a slavish fear. They hoped that they would receive corn and then they could quickly go home out of the sight of Joseph. But now concerning that true work, faith worketh by love, although there's also much fear. but the Lord has a people upon the earth that do not only come for his gifts with their empty sacks. We all have many needs. We all pray. Start already, boys and girls, right when you come out of bed. Then you bow your knees and thank the Lord that he has spared you. Ask him that he may protect, provide everything that you need. But the Lord as a people, they have a desire that they may also receive special tokens of his favor. And concerning that true work, the Lord is free, the same teacher, the one more drawn, the other more driven, one arrow, does the work of regeneration, and they are given to fall, given to bow, given to turn, can be with other sinners that have went very far in the world, that the Lord has to shoot more arrows. But all the same work, the work of the Spirit to uncover and convict, to teach, that we can never save ourselves, and to bring the true child of God to a true knowledge of the Son of God for the forgiveness of sins and for all their needed blessings. Thus, a little humility, but it was forced. They hoped to win a little favor to prove that they were not spies and so may receive that corn and be quickly gone out of his sight. But, oh, the Lord as a people, oh, there are times it is given good. And what a blessing when a soul may wait and humbly beg a little token of his favor. And they said unto him, Nay, my Lord, but to buy food, they were still proud. Joseph has sold corn. But they have said to the governor, We are come to buy food. And that word in the original, that refers more to prepared food. Thus, needed to be humbled more. Yet they were given to express, Are thy servants come? Thus given to express, acknowledge that Joseph was governor and that they were servants, but without love for Joseph. We have stated it. The true work of the Lord. It's true, much fear, thoughts of death, of eternity, of hell, of punishment, but the profound thought to have to curse such a good-doing God. The true work of the Lord. Then those servants and handmaidens, then sometime they remain behind, all hoping that they may receive a token, encouragement, even given to confess, even a crumb from the master's table. We are all one man's sons. Then they were given to tell Joseph, the governor, who they were, and to try to prove that they were not spies, because a father would never send his 10 sons in a group to spy the land. Only one or two. Thus, they were trying to prove that they were not spies. We are all one man's sons. And then we are true men, thy servants are no spies. And it is true. They were not spies in that sense. They were true men, but they had much more to confess. How is it with us, congregation? True men, good church people, not so world conformed. God's word, authority in our house can be seen that we have a baptized forehead. The name of the Lord is not blasphemed on our account. All commendable. It is not so. May there be repentance. True men. Church-going people. As that word remains, congregation. Is that what we are trusting in? Do you know what true men need to learn and to become? That they are not so true. Oh, much to confess can be that people are even attacked with it, uncovered sinners, that they think my neighbor, my family, they have high thoughts of me. And as a privilege, when we are kept, that we fall not into great sins. But, O Lord, concerning that truth, my prayers, still orthodox, but my lips and heart, they can be so far away. My prayers, my thanksgiving concerning my oaths, my vows, out of the heart we read it in Matthew 15, all the sins that proceed out of our heart, woe unto me. The crown has fallen from my head, we have sinned. That is a necessary congregation, that is church people, that we learn there is so much untruth, and that room is made in our hearts for him, of whom I read in John 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. We are all one man's sons. We are true men. Thy servants by renewal. They are trying to stress to Joseph, Joseph, governor, we have come from the land of Canaan. We are true men. We are thy servants. We are true men, thy servants are no spies. And he said unto them, nay, but to see the nakedness of the land ye are come. And they said, and then they start telling more about the family circle. Oh, Joseph, what a yearning. We soon hope to hear that he wept. How Joseph had a desire he had to withhold himself, not to say, oh, brothers, I am Joseph whom you assault. But they needed to be further uncovered. And that is so needful each time by renewal in the life of the true child of God. And then they were given to tell Joseph in verse 13, thy servants are 12 brethren, the sons of one man in the land of Canaan. And behold, the youngest is this day with his father. Thus Joseph may hear that his father was still alive. Oh, what that was for Father Jacob. 21 years. We think of Joseph, 13 years in prison, first 7 years of plenty, and then undoubtedly before the brethren have come was another year that they have lived off the former harvest. Thus perhaps at the end of the 21st year, what a riddle for Father Jacob concerning his son. But now Joseph may hear, still alive, and one is not. What profound words. How those brothers were given to reflect upon what has taken place so many years ago. Be sure your sin will find you out. They have sold Joseph, played the part of a hypocrite, and now when they have said, and one is not, they have told the truth, but not all the truth. Had to go deeper. Had to be convicted in the depths what they have done. A few simple words, but what a depth. And one is not. That concerned Joseph. Also necessary for the true child of God. We have heard from the canons of Dort the necessity of the preaching of the law. But that by the law we cannot be saved. That is only through the gospel. And now for uncovered sinners, it is necessary that they become exercised of the one that has been put to death. Not by the Romans and not by the Jews. But my sins have nailed them to the cross. And further, to be led further, that the true child may learn not only the sin against the law, but the sin against the gospel. That by all their works, In thy light we shall see light, but by their works they have counted the blood of Jesus Christ an unclean thing, and for their unbelief that to become the greatest sin one is not. It's the work of the Holy Spirit to lead his children into those matters, and that they become so guilty. The church learns the value of that word grace. Thus, the brothers, we are true men. One is not. Brothers, do you have more to tell? How come that one is not? What has happened, brothers? Can you explain it? Can you declare it? That they have not done thus all truth, but not the full truth. We read in Matthew 23, verse 37, one of the woes unto the scribes and Pharisees. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are like unto white-walled sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outwardly, but are within full of dead men's bones and all uncleanness. Thus, the brothers had to be convicted deeper. Let us first sing. Psalter 217, the fourth stanzas. Remember not, O God, the sins of long ago, and tender mercy visit us, distressed and humbled low. And what follows, Psalter 217, the fourth stanzas. Joseph as governor of Egypt, treating his brothers as spies, the accused brothers, the defending brothers, and now the imprisoned brothers. And Joseph said unto them, a blessing and a privilege, and that Joseph, each time by renewal, that he has answered them. And that was for the purpose that he may be deeper uncovered. One is not necessary for the church, can be a special sin, a bosom sin, that needs to be further uncovered, and where there needs to be repentance and a fleeing to the fountain of blood. Hereby ye shall be proved by the life of Pharaoh. Then it becomes evident in this portion that even Joseph, who truly feared the Lord, that Egypt has still affected him. Because when he said by the life of Pharaoh, then it is close to an oath. And then in verse 16, or else by the life of Pharaoh, assuredly ye are spies. It is true, Joseph was attempting to impress upon his brothers the power of Pharaoh, but a right end does not justify wrong means. Hereby ye shall be proved, thus to prove whether they were truly true men. And the Lord has a people that learns that there is so much untruth. There's the work of the Spirit to uncover deeper and deeper, and to bring them to the knowledge of the greater Joseph. By the life of Pharaoh, ye shall not go forth. Hence, except your youngest brother come hither, send one of you, and let him fetch your brother, and ye shall be kept in prison, that your words may be proved, whether there, as it goes deeper, not only whether they were true men, but whether there was any truth in those brothers. They have stated, and one is not. Or else by the life of Pharaoh, surely ye are spies. And then in this chapter, it is implied with that pronouncement and judgment of Joseph that one of them must go back to their father and fetch Benjamin, and all the rest shall be put in prison. Then with that confession, we do not read that one has come forward and has said, Governor, I belong in prison. There was silence, not one volunteer. Thus they still had certain rights. And he put them all together into ward 3 days. What that must have been for those brothers. How they must have spoken. Disgust. how convicted and how troubled they were. Later, when they have come out, they've even spoken to one another. But how they must have been filled with anguish, put in ward, put in prison. Cannot be different. What do you think, boys and girls, that those brothers have thought about? They had lots of time to think in prison. What do you think they have thought about? And one is not their brother Joseph. How they have cast him into the pit and sold him to the Ishmaelites. Be sure that your sin will find you out. Do you hear, congregation? What a terrible thing that sin is. We live in a world with so many temptations. Should we not pray yet more that the Lord lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil? My dear young people, one step in the way of sin can have consequences for the rest of our life, but can also be a burden that we have to carry. Thus, the necessity that many prayers are sent up to heaven and that we are kept not to become a rich young ruler. We need to be converted. But let us remember, when the Lord converts us, then the Holy Spirit shall not convict us of sins that we have never committed. It is true, our heart is full of all sin. But when we have not committed those sins outwardly, then the Spirit shall not convict us. Thus, the necessity, oh, to be kept. And those brothers, they had much to think about, much to speak about, much to weep about, because when we read, and he put them all together into ward, 3 days, then a brother has not been sent, many unknowns. Would the governor now keep them in prison, and their dear wives and children, and their old father? The corn was running out, and all their own fault, because, and one is not. Thus, what that must have been for those brothers, but also what that must have been for Joseph, because their children can understand that Joseph, those 3 days, what a yearning there was for Joseph that those brothers would be given to confess more of that one was not, that they would become more guilty with the confession of all their transgressions. Oh, Joseph, with a yearning heart, 3 days. The exalted Joseph, the Lord Jesus Christ, on the morning, on the day of the resurrection, oh, with that vehement desire to appear unto his church, with his pierced hands and pierced side, to be given to declare that he was the greater Joseph, and that according to the scriptures that he was risen, and to show his loving kindness unto his church, then it cannot be different with Joseph when his brothers were in prison, and that he was yearning for the time, and that those true men, that they were learned that they were untrue men, and that he needed pardon, that they were guilty. And then even the question for those brothers, maybe to stay in prison, maybe even to die in prison. Prisoners, you know what it is to be a spiritual prisoner, congregation? Are there a few spiritual prisoners in this evening? Bound by the law, justice of God, a mocking devil that says, for you there is no hope. You have sinned too much, and does not mean we have to live in the world. But oh, when the Lord convicts, then we become the sinner. And then to have to perish, but oh, that greater Joseph, let us mention Psalm 146 verse 7, there it is written, for the Lord looseneth the prisoners. Ah, it is written in the Bible that the Lord heareth the groaning of the prisoners, and those that are even appointed unto death. No, it is the work of the Holy Spirit to teach those spiritual prisoners that they can never deliver themselves, because a debt needs to be paid, justice needs to be satisfied. And then what good tidings unto those prisoners when they may hear out of Psalm 89 verse 19 that there is help laid upon one that is mighty, oh, one that has went into the prison himself, that has descended into hell, that has suffered the agonies of hell, that he has went into prison for his people, and that he has conquered unto that end, that is that mighty man, that he is able to deliver those spiritual prisoners. Oh, surely it is not all written, but then in those 3 days, then they have received sustenance the Lord. He grants provision on the way. And no, we shall never let those two spiritual prisoners and those prisoners, they find their life declared in the Bible. They are begging prisoners. They are given to beg that they may be delivered, that they may be restored, that they may receive tokens, that they may receive favor, that they may receive forgiveness. 3 days in prison. Our last thought, the brothers' encouragement. And then we read, and Joseph said unto them the third day. Do you hear the love of Joseph? Because we read verse 17, and he put them all together into ward 3 days. But it seemed Joseph so overwhelmed with the heart of compassion upon those brothers that he could not wait till the fourth day. But already the third day that those brothers, and Joseph said unto them the third day, this do and live. That's what a hope and encouragement for those guilty brothers in prison. Then the governor of Egypt has stated plainly, this do and live. That's a hope that there may be a way, that they do not have to die. this do and live, for I fear God. What a message for those brothers. They have come down to Egypt, many fears, many questions, in prison, and now Joseph, by renewal, at least he was speaking. For the church, silence, that is the greatest burden, and alas, oh, how oftentimes that a child can live so easy with a silence. No special instruction, special text applied. Still live off what they have formerly experienced, not living from that sweet communion, Lord, with thee. Ah, for those spiritual prisoners, 'tis their desire the Lord may at least speak, even in church, whether it is in the way of conviction, then the Lord is still speaking, or also instruction, comfort, but not silent. They have not come up to God's house unprofitable, even concerning, and one is not. If ye be true men, that is still the question, because they have not changed their confession. Even in prison, undoubtedly, with conviction that they have not told all the truth, and one is not. If ye be true men, let one of your brethren be bound in the house of your prison. Thus then Joseph, he is changed what he has stated to those brethren. First, he has stated one must go to Father Jacob and retrieve Benjamin. But now after in prison, with further contemplation, because they needed corn, and then it would be difficult for one to bring along sufficient corn. Thus upon further contemplation, then Joseph has made another proposal, if ye be true men, let one of your brethren be bound in the house of your prison. Go ye carry corn for the famine of your houses, and bring your youngest brother unto me. So shall your words be verified, and ye shall not die. What an encouragement. What a hope. Still much needed to take place. But then Joseph was given to speak of life and not die. Has that become our concern, young and old? All need to die. All shall die. Old must die. Young can die. But now Joseph was given to speak. This do and I live. And in verse 20, so shall your words be verified, and ye shall not die. And by renewal, we do not read of volunteers. It was a solemn time for those brothers. Be sure that your sin shall find you out. But as prisoners, they have received a little hope, a little encouragement, but they needed to be deeper uncovered. That would soon take place. And now we shall close with a special word for spiritual prisoners who know what it is to be bound. Psalm 40, the verses 2 and 3. The miry clay, that horrible pit, that separation with the burden of sin to sink into that miry clay. And what does that people learn? That with all their works, with all their tears, and with all their efforts, they cannot open that prison door. But what a wonder it is when a messenger comes, and that message comes, congregation, in this evening. A messenger comes that proclaims, to those prisoners, burdened because of their sin, that have learned to mourn because of their sins, that godly sorrow, but a sinner still, that learned that they are not such true men. Their sins are so great and so manifold. Hope to become better seems to be coming worse. Impossible to deliver themselves, but then the wonder when a messenger may come and say, oh, prisoner, poor and needy prisoner that cannot live without the Lord, where the burden of your sins is so heavy and so great that are given to cry, the church learns that mercy is their only hope. Do this and live. They have learned that what they're doing, they cannot deliver themselves, but they need him who has done it all, who has cried out, it is finished. And then that message which we read of the greater Joseph, Isaiah 61 verse 1, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. The Lord granted, for his great name's sake. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we have heard of those brothers of Joseph that needed to be uncovered deeper and deeper. But in that way, they have also received hope and encouragement for spiritual prisoners. What special and gracious promises are in thy holy word, that they shall be delivered, that they shall be placed in liberty, and the freedom of the children of God, Lord. Those that still believe and think they are so free, but still in their natural state, teach them those wonderful things. And, Lord, where thou hast begun, the message for those prisoners, and then for delivered prisoners, even in the hearing of the message, but further in the application, than what a holy calling that is required of them, that the high praises of God may be in their mouth. Lord, grant us and our children that one thing needful. We are all traveling to eternity. Wilt thou watch over us in the furtherance of this week? Wilt thou spare? Wilt thou guide? Wilt thou protect? And wilt thou provide? Grant traveling mercies in this evening hour. pardon us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 400, and let us only sing 4 and 5. Heaven and earth the Lord created, seas and all that they contain. He delivers from oppression, righteousness he will maintain. And what follows, Psalter 400, only 4 and 5. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. And the Lord bless thee and keep thee. And the Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.